Would you turn with me once again to the one verse that we have started with in each of these evening sessions in the Galatian letter of the Apostle Paul, chapter 6.
请我们打开 每天晚上我们都要念的这一节圣经,
and verse 14.
加拉太书6章14节,
but far be it from me the glory, save in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, through which the world hath been crucified unto me, and I unto the world.
我断不以别的夸口，我只夸我们主耶稣基督的十字架。 因为这十字架，就我而论，世界已经钉在十字架上；就世界而论，我已经钉在十字架上。
And then in the Apostle Paul's letter to the Romans in chapter 12,
罗马书12章,
from verse 1,
第一节,
I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God, which is your spiritually intelligent worship and service. And be not fashioned according to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is the good and acceptable and perfect will of God.
所以弟兄们，为神的慈悲劝你们，将身体献上，当作活祭，是圣洁的，是神所喜悦的。你们如此侍奉，乃是理所当然的。不要效法这个世界，只要心意更新而变化，叫你们查验何为神的善良、纯全、可喜悦的旨意。
What I say through the grace that was given me to every man that is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but so to think as to think soberly, according as God hath dealt to each man a measure of faith. For even as we have many members in one body, and all the members have not the same office, so we who are many are one body in Christ, and severally members one of another. And having gifts differing according to the grace that was given to us, whether prophecy, let us prophesy according to the proportion of our faith, or ministry, let us give ourselves to our ministry, or he that teacheth to his teaching, or he that exhorteth to his exhorting, he that giveth, let him do it with liberality, he that ruleth with diligence, he that showeth mercy with cheerfulness.
3节到第8节，我凭着所赐给我的恩，对你们个人说，不要看自己过于所当看的，要照神所分给个人信心的大小，看得合乎中道。正如我们一个身子上有好些肢体，肢体也不都是一样的用处。我们这许多人在基督里成为一身，互相联络做肢体。 也是如此。按我们所得的恩赐各有不同，或说预言，就当照着信心的程度说预言；或做执事，就当专一执事；或做教导的，就当专一教导；或做劝化的，就当专一劝化；施舍的，当诚实；治理的，就当殷勤；怜悯人的，就当甘心。
And lastly, in the Colossian letter of the Apostle Paul, in chapter 1 from verse 12.
我们再来看哥罗西书第1章12节。
From verse 12 to verse 15. Giving thanks unto the Father, who made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light, who delivered us out of the power of darkness and translated us into the kingdom of the Son of his love, in whom we have our redemption, the forgiveness of our sins, who is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of all creation.
十二节到十五节，又感谢父，叫我们能与众圣徒在光明中同得基业。他救了我们脱离黑暗的权势，把我们迁到他爱子的国里。我们在爱子里得蒙救赎，过罪过得以赦免。爱子是那不能看见之神的像，是首生的，在一切被造的以先。
Just a further word of prayer.
让我们一起再有点祷告。
Beloved Lord, you are present amongst us.
亲爱的主啊，我们相信你在我们中间。
We are gathering to you.
因为我们是在你面前聚集。
And we want, Lord, just to recognize that without you we can do nothing of eternal worth.
我们向你承认，若不是你自己来做工，我们做的都没有永远的价值。
You have provided us with an anointing.
你已经赐给我们圣灵的膏油。
And we dare not ignore it.
我们不敢忽略了它。
Lord, by faith, we stand into that anointing grace and power.
因着信心，我们就站在这一个恩膏的底下。
For the speaking of your word, for the translating of your word, and for the hearing of your word.
这个恩膏为着说话的、翻译的与所有听到的人。
Touch our hearts, Lord.
求你摸着我们的心。
Challenge us, Lord.
挑战我们。
Don't let us escape from this matter.
让我们没有一个人从你面前逃走。
Corner us by your Holy Spirit.
用你的圣灵把我们圈住。
And follow us until you get us.
一直跟到我们向你完全降服。
Hear us, Lord.
求你听我们的祷告。
And we shall be careful to give you all the thanksgiving of our hearts.
我们把所有的感谢都献给你。
We ask this in the name of our Messiah, the Lord.
奉耶稣基督宝贵的名祈求。
Amen.
Amen.
But I don't think I have to say that what the theme of these days is.
我想我们的主题不用再重复了。
I imagine everybody knows it by now.
每一个弟兄姊妹应该都很清楚。
The way to the eternal purpose of God, the cross.
达到神永远旨意的道路是十字架。
And my responsibility has been the cross and the world.
我的责任这一次是讲到十字架与世界。
In the last two nights, we have covered certain facts.Certain truths.
过去两个晚上，我们已经讲了一个部分的真理。
We've talked about the world.
我们讲到什么是世界。
John the Apostle said, "Love not the world, neither the things that are within it."
约翰告诉我们，不要爱这个世界。若爱这个世界，爱父的心就不在它里头了。
I have sought to explain that there are two different Greek words translated in English by the same word world.
我曾经说到，在原文里面有两个字，英文圣经都把它翻译成世界。
One is the whole universe, cosmos, the whole universe.
Cosmos 这个字是指着整个的宇宙。
Everything that is within it.
包括在这个宇宙中所有的事情。
All the beauty that is in it.
它的美丽。
And all the inhabitants.
所有住在里面的一切。
That is one word.
这是一个字。
And then there is another word.
另外第二个字。
Eon.
Eon 这个字。
It speaks of an age.
说到一个时代。
The course and duration of time.
是讲到时间它的流一直包括的范围。
Both these words on the whole,have an unfavorable meaning in the word of God.
这两个字在整本圣经里面使用的时候都有带着这个不是很好正面的意思。
We have spoken about this world that God created.
我们说到这个世界是神所造的。
Of which he said, it is good.
神当初说一切受造的非常的好。
But with the fall of Satan,
但是撒旦堕落之后
and a third of the angels,
然后 众天使也堕落
followed by the fall of man,
然后人类也堕落
something entered into this world that was never there before.
因着人的堕落有一个东西进到这个世界来而是从来没有出现的
The poison of the snake came into it.
这个就是蛇的毒
And it has infected the whole of this world.
这个毒就影响到整个的世界
And the ages of time.
也影响到整个的时代
Everything is infected by this.
没有一件逃过这件事的
For this reason, Satan is called the prince of this world.
因着这一件事圣经称这一个撒旦是世界的王
And in the temptation of the Messiah,
也来试探耶稣
When Satan came to him and said, Bow down to me and worship me, and I will give you all the nations and their glory.
撒旦对主说你如果向我下拜我就把这一切都给你
Jesus never said to him you lie
主并没有说你撒谎
All he said was
主只说
You shall worship the Lord your God and him only shall you serve
当拜神单一的侍奉他这是主耶稣的回答
John the Apostle puts it very simply
使徒们很直截了当地说
In 1 John 5 and verse 19
在约翰一书一章十九节
We believers, we know that we are of God.
我们知道我们是属基督的
And the whole world, cosmos, lies in the evil one.
整个的世界就是 cosmos 这个字伏在撒旦的权下
This is the same word we have in Galatians 6 and 14.
那么在哥罗西书14节
Far be it from me to glory, save in our Lord Jesus the Messiah, through whom the world has been crucified to me and I to the world.
加拉太书六章我们刚刚念的十四节我断不以别的夸口只夸我们的主耶稣基督的十字架因为这十字架就我而论世界已经钉在十字架上
Then last night we talked about I asked a question What is worldliness?
那么昨天晚上我就说到什么是世俗化
Many people think worldliness is just things you dress in things you look at things you do
好多人的观念认为这个只不过说是这个世界你穿什么想什么这些外表的事物。
But worldliness in its heart is the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the vain glory of life, physical life.
但是世俗化的中心是指着眼目的情欲而肉体的情欲跟今生的骄傲
we could speak endlessly about the world
我们可以讲很多很多关于世界的事
it extends over everything from commerce to money to property to pride to jealousy to ambition
他说包括的范围从商业从钱从我们的骄傲从我们的事业等等等等不一而足
It goes on and on and on
可以讲得没完没了
Well now I believe all that's recorded So if you really If anyone's here for the first time this evening You need those two evening messages To understand what we will say this evening
如果今天晚上你是第一次来你需要把昨天前两个晚上所讲的信息拿来听一听你才知道我们讲了很多
There is no answer at all to worldliness except the cross
怎么解决世俗化的问题除了十字架没有第二个答案
It is God's one and only way of dealing
这是神解决这一个世俗化的唯一方法。
It is through Christ crucified that worldliness is dealt with.
只有当基督钉十字架的时候，这个世俗化的问题才真正从根解决了。
How can Christ live in you and you be worldly?
如果你是一个世俗化的人，基督怎么住在你里头呢？
How can Christ crucified dwell in the believer and that believer is in love with this world?
当基督钉十字架的时候，一个基督徒怎么能够让主住在里面却又爱世界呢？
John puts it so simply.
约翰很简单地说，
He that loveth the world, the love of the Father is not in him.
人若爱世界，爱父的心就不在他里面了。
That means all our talk about loving the Lord is a sham.
这就是说我们在那里一面爱世界，一面说爱神，这是谎言。
James even more severely says,
雅各说的更坦白一点。
You adulteresses,
他说你们淫乱的人啊。
Do you not know that friendship with the world is hostility to God?
爱世界是神的仇敌。
That would be a friend of the world is an enemy of God.
与世俗为友乃是与神为仇。
This is very black and white.
这是黑白分明的。
There's no sort of mixture, sort of in between.
在这里没有任何中间的地带。
Now, dear brothers and sisters,
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，
I read to youFrom the Roman letter of the Apostle Paul and chapter 12.
我刚刚给大家念了罗马书第十二章第一节念到第八节。
I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God, which is your spiritually intelligent worship,And service.
亲爱的弟兄们，我以神的慈悲劝你们，将身体献上，当作活祭，这是圣洁的，是神所喜悦的。你们如此侍奉，乃是理所当然的。
This Roman letter is the greatest exposition of the gospel in the 66 books of the Bible.
罗马书是在圣经66卷书里面讲到神的福音最完整的一本书。
And the Apostle Paul.Begins to sum up everything.
那么讲到这个地方的时候，保罗把前面所讲的做一个大的总结。
And he says, I beseech you therefore, in the light of all these 11 chapters.
我刚刚前面十一章所有讲完了，现在我求你们。
I beseech you therefore, brethren.
弟兄们，我求你们。
By the mercies of God.
因着神的怜悯，
to present your body as a living sacrifice.
把你的身体献上当作活祭。
That's the cross.
这就是十字架。
That's the cross in action.
这是行动的十字架。
That's the practical outcome of being crucified with Christ.
这是与基督同钉十字架的最实际的表现。
A living sacrifice.
活祭。
He could have said, I beseech you therefore, brethren,By the mercies of God, that you study the gospel.
他可以这样说，我以神的慈悲劝你们，弟兄们，好好的读圣经。
This could have been a very academic exercise.
这样就变成一个非常有学术性的操练。
He could have said, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you be devoted in your service.
他也可以这样说，我以神的慈悲劝你们弟兄们在聚会中好好聚会。
Instead, he said, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies a living sacrifice.
他都不是那样说的，他乃是说，我以神的慈悲劝你们将身体献上当作活祭。
Now, I don't want to compromise at all this evening.
今天晚上我不想任何的妥协。
I beseech you therefore, brothers, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies a burnt offering.
把你的身体献上，当作燔祭。
Not just consecrated.
不是只是奉献奉献而已。
To go up in smoke.
乃是要把它焚烧。
Burnt.
把它烧了。
A burnt offering.
一个焚烧的祭物。
Nothing else is acceptable to God.
对神来讲，除这个以外，没有可以接受。
You want to be set apart?
你要把它分别为圣吗？
You want to be holy?
你要圣洁吗？
You must be a living sacrifice.
你必须做一个活祭。
You want to be well pleasing to God?
你要讨神的喜悦吗？
Acceptable to God?
被神悦纳吗？
You must be a living sacrifice.
你必须是一个活祭。
There is no alternative.
没有第二条路。
This is the interim, listen to me, the interim,goal of the gospel.
这是整个福音的目的。
The ultimate goal of the gospel is the bride.
然后达到这个福音的最终就是新妇。
But the interim goal,
这个中间点，
if you've been saved,
如果你被拯救了，
if you've been washed in the blood of the Lamb,
你被宝血洗净了，
if you've been justified in the sight of God through the finished work of the Messiah,
借着耶稣十字架的工作你被称义了，
then you must present your bodies.
那现在你的责任就是把身体献上，
a living sacrifice,
成为一个活祭。
No other way.
没有第二个方法。
Sometimes we hear it said in Christian circles that we should consecrate our talents.
有的时候我们在基督教的这个范畴里头听到有人说我们应该把我们的天分奉献给神。
We should dedicate our natural gifts.
我们应该把我们天然的恩赐献上。
Have you a gift of the gab?
如果你会讲话。
It's an Irish thing. Have you a gift of the gab? Dedicate it to the Lord and you'll be a preacher.
你会讲话，你就奉献将来做传道人。
Have you got the gift for music?
如果你会弹琴。
Dedicate it to the Lord and you will be a worship leader.
那你奉献给神，将来你就带领大家唱诗。
Have you got the gift of organizing?
你有组织的天才，
consecrated to the Lord,
奉献给神，
and he will use it,
上帝会使用，
to develop order out of the mess in the church.
那么在教会里面就组织起来变成很有秩序。
But what the Lord demands,
但是神的要求呢，
is a living sacrifice.
只要我们做活祭，
that means your body.
讲到你的身体，
your personality,
你的这个性格，
your whole being,
你整个的人，
everything you are,
你整个的人，
your talents,
你的天分，
your gifts,
你的恩赐，
your energy,
你的能力，
a living sacrifice,
全部变成活祭。
It isinteresting to note this little word which is your spiritually intelligent worship and service.
这里保罗说这是你们你们如中文圣经如此侍奉乃是理所当然。
Some translations, your rational or reasonable service.
这就是我们中文的翻译，是你们理所当然的侍奉。
But that does not convey the real meaning, the spiritual meaning.
但是原文的意思比这个还要更丰富。
Sometimes worship has very much emotion in it.
有的时候我们的敬拜有很多的情绪的动作。
That is not wrong.
没有错误。
It's strange if you were to worship the Lord like a machine.
如果你敬拜神像个机器一样倒是很奇怪。
Of course there is emotion.
你会有感情。
Rightly there should be emotion.
应该有感情。
Or again, of course, there is emotion in service.
在我们的侍奉里面也带着情感。
Often we give ourselves to the Lord in a moment of real emotion.
有的时候我们把自己交托给神的时候带着情感的交托。
In a meeting like this, we're stirred.
在这样的聚会里头我们被神激动起来了。
Not only in our spirit,
不但在灵里面
but in our emotion.
在我们的情感里头
and in our will.
甚至在我们的意志上。
What then does this extraordinary phrase mean?
但是这句话它有一个特别的意思。
I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your spiritually intelligent worship and service.
所以弟兄们，我以神的慈悲劝你们，将身体献上，当作活祭，是圣洁的，是神所喜悦的。是你们属灵里用理智的一个聪明的决定。
It's not just your reason.
不是仅仅在理念上的一件事。
Not just emotion.
也不是单单的情绪上的一件事。
This is spiritual intelligence.
这是属灵里面的一个智慧。
Let me put it another way.
用另外一个表达。
It means that in a cold-blooded and deliberate way, you have decided that to present your body a living sacrifice.
乃是你在一个非常冷静的状态之下，把自己清清楚楚的奉献给神。
That is real worship.
这个是真正的敬拜。
Not the emotion of a moment.
在这里不牵涉情感。
Not something reasoned out in a moment.
这里也不是单单用理由而已。
It is a deliberate, determined act of worship.
这是你用你的意志决定了这件事。
Your spiritually intelligent worship.
这是在灵里面的一个智慧的抉择。
There is no alternative to being a living sacrifice.
除了做活祭，就没有第二条路。
And Satan knows it.
撒旦懂这个道理。
He knows it so well that he will fight to keep.Any believer from being a living sacrifice.
因为他懂这个道理，所以他要想尽办法来拦阻任何一个基督徒把自己这样的奉献给主。
He will entice you.
他会勾引你。
He will seduce you.
他会引诱你。
He will get you into bondage.
他把你在一个捆绑的里面。
Like a spider's web, he will weave it all around you till you cannot move.
好像那个蜘蛛网一样把你困在那个网上脱离不了。
Like an octopus with eight arms.
或者像一个章鱼一样用八只脚把你绑住。
Once you've got rid of one, you've got the other seven.
你这边才甩掉一个另外一个绑上来了。
So is Satan's strategy.
这是仇敌的诡计。
He knows that when believers become a living sacrifice, nothing is impossible.
因为他懂这个道理，当一个基督徒变成了一个活祭的话，没有什么达不到的事情。
Such will go on to prove what is the good, acceptable, and perfect will of God.
这种生活方式就能够来查验何为神善良、纯全、可喜悦的旨意。
If you're not a living sacrifice,
但如果你不是活祭的话
，you will never know that.
因为你就永远不能了解。
He knows.That the mold, you know the mold of this world, the straitjacket of this world, the fashion of this world, will never be broken apart from being a living sacrifice.
这个世界的模式，世界的风潮，潮流的捆绑，如果不是做活祭的话，我们永远脱不开。
You can study the Bible.
你可以读圣经。
You can sing the hymns.
你可以唱诗。
You can attend the meeting.
你可以聚会。
But that straitjacket of the world, the world's mold you're in, is still there.
但是这个世界的紧身衣还是牢牢地把你绑住，你逃不出来。
It is a mindset.
这是一个意识形态的问题。
Listen, and be not fashioned or molded according to this age.
不要效法这个世界的模式。
But be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind.
乃是要心意更新而变化。
When your mind is renewed,
当你的心思改变的时候
You're transformed.
你就改了
You're out of the bondage.
你就从这个模式里面跳出来了
The octopus is dead.
那这个章鱼就死了
The web has gone.
这个蜘蛛网就扯掉了
You're ready to fly into the heavens.
你就能够飞起来
It is a living sacrifice.
这必须是活祭。
Only when you become a living sacrifice,
只有当你成为一个活祭
is the mindset of this age and of this world broken.
这样，这个世界的模式、意识形态就在你身上破裂了。
Then you can be free to have the mind of Christ.
这样我们就有基督的心思意念。
Then you can become a bond slave.
这样我们就可以做基督的奴仆
Then you can humble yourself
我们才可能谦卑
So that he can exalt you
这样基督能够把我们升高
It all goes back to being a living sacrifice
这一切都维系在我们是否做活祭
What is the curse of the church?
今天教会的咒诅是什么
The fashion of this world.
就是世界的模式。
And the mindset of this world.
世界的意识形态。
We make the church just like any other human organization.
我们把主的教会已经变质成为世界上好像任何的一个组织。
It has its membership role, it has its members, it has its election procedures.
它有它的会员，有它的章程，有它选举职员的步骤，一步一步。
It has its organization.
它有它的组织。
Just like any other human club.
世界上所有的宗教俱乐部都差不多这个样子。
And it destroys the church.
这样就把教会破坏了。
When you saw that early church.
但是你去看初代的教会。
120 members of a body.
120个肢体
who had until the Holy Spirit came who were 120 units of a congregation
当圣灵降临之前他们是120个个体
when they were joined to their head at the right hand of God
但是有一天他们加入了这一个联合于这个元首
when by the Holy Spirit he was manifested
当圣灵从他们表明出来
the whole Jewish world was turned upside down
当时的犹太世界被这一群人完全改变了。
And in the end, the Greek world.
然后扩而大之到希腊的世界。
And the Roman world.
罗马的世界。
Turned upside down and inside out.
整个的翻转。
It didn't have the organization.
那个时候他们没有组织。
That we have today.
不像今天。
But the simple union with the head.
但是他们那一天与元首联合
By the Spirit of God
靠着圣灵
meant that it was invincible
人看不见
Such is the wonder of being a living sacrifice
因为他们都是过着一个奇妙的活祭的生活
If you look carefully at this it's not onlythe world's mold that is broken and the world's mindset that is broken.
这里不但世界的模式被打破而且那个意识形态也被打破了。
To be transformed.
然后这群人改变。
If only every member of the body of Christ was being transformed.
如果教会里面每一个属基督的肢体都是这样奇妙的改变
Can you imagine the effect upon the world?
你能不能想象这一群人可以怎么样影响这个世界
is not only proving what is the good and acceptable and perfect will of God.
之后不但能够明白什么是神善良纯全可喜悦的旨意。
Being a living sacrifice leads to an expression of the one body in Christ.
只有过一个活祭的生活才能够表现一个身体的见证。
You notice it is not one body of Christ, one body in Christ.
他在这里用的介系词不是属于基督的身体，乃是这个一个身体在基督里。
And individually members one of another.
而且每一个都互相做肢体。
When we are not a living sacrifice,
如果我们不是活祭，
we may have the Bible up here.
我们可以读圣经放在我们的脑海里。
We may have a lot of zeal.
我们也可能为主发点热心。
A lot of other things.
我们还有其他的东西。
But we always remain individuals.
我们永远是一个个体。
Preserving our individual entity.
我们一直每一个人是保留他自己的个体而已。
How well I remember it.
我记得
When I first saw what the church was,
我第一次明白教会是什么的时候
I saw that it was Christ.
我看见就是基督
And it blew my mind away.
把我好像整个的人都震动了
That moment I ceased to be a Baptist.
我那一天起就不再做一个这个浸信会的会员
became a member of the body of Christ.
我那一天就变成基督的身体上的一个肢体。
In that moment, every child of God belonged to me.
那一天我忽然间觉得神的儿女跟属于我的。
And I belong to them.
我也属于他们的。
But when I went back into the church I was in,
后来我就回到我们那个老教会里。
I suddenly realized,
我上来忽然间觉得。
It's like a fish out of water.
我好像一个鱼离开了水。
With all individuals.
那里都是一个个个体。
No one seemed to feel that they belong to you.
没有一个人觉得他是你是属于他的，他是属于你的。
People that you've known for years, you didn't know anything about them.
那些人你认识他好多年了，但是你还是不认识他。
It is an amazing thing, the body of Christ.
基督的身体是一个奇妙的事。
You can't set it up.
你没有办法去把它组织起来。
It has to be born of God.
它必须是从神生的。
And you have to have a nucleus.
在这里有一个核心。
Of believers.
信主的核心。
Who are all living sacrifices.
这些人都是过活祭生活的。
When you have that nucleus.
如果你有这样的一个核心。
The church begins to be expressed.
这样教会的见证就显出来了。
It is not just something up here.
不是一个头脑的问题。
A doctrine.
一个教条。
That's deadness.
这是死的。
That leads to pride.
那个当我们骄傲。
We are the church.
我们是教会。
You aren't.
你们不是。
We understand these things.
我们认识真理。
You don't.
你们不懂。
We are superior.
我们高级。
You are inferior.
你们低级。
We are elite.
我们是上层人物。
You are common.
你是普通人物。
But when you're a living sacrifice,
但是如果你是活祭，
you will serve every child of God in this universe.
你就来无条件的服务所有神的儿女。
You will not be a partaker of their sins.
你没有份于他们的罪。
But you will love them.
但是你爱他们。
And serve them.
你服侍他们。
Because inwardly,
因为里面。
You belong to them.
你知道你属于他们。
And they belong to you.
他们也属于你。
And you cannot overcome this.
你就不，你就不受这个捆绑。
A living sacrifice.
你必须是活祭。
And having gifts differing.
你有恩赐。
Those natural gifts I talked about earlier.
刚刚我讲的那一个天然的恩赐。
Well, you know, a person has the gift of the gab.
如果你有口才。
And they preach.
他讲道。
And you're bored stiff.
那你毫无感动。
They've got the natural talent.
他们天生有这个恩赐。
But nothing touches your spirit.
但是那个恩赐摸不到你的灵。
Here's a person who can play.
这里有一个人会弹琴弹得很好。
And you hear their playing.
你听见他弹的。
And you think, oh,
哦，弹的真棒。
Good.
好啊。
Or not so good.
或者觉得弹的没什么了不起。
But you're left with them.
但是你并没有生命。
Another person plays.
但是另外有一个人弹。
And it's a ministry of Christ.
你就摸到基督。
What is the difference?
差别在哪里？
Why can one person speak and it's a ministry of Christ and another person speaks and it's just words?
为什么一个人讲道你能够摸到基督，另外一个人同样讲但是你摸不到基督呢？
Sometimes brilliant words.
而那个讲的人很有口才的。
But only words.
但是只有口才而
已。One person sings.
一个人唱。
Who you say? Some boy.
声音很好。
And another person sing.
另外一个人唱。
And you're in the presence of the Lord.
你好像来到主面前。
One person organizes.
有的人很有组织力。
And they organize the Holy Spirit out of the church.
他们的组织到把圣灵都组织都出门了。
It has happened again and again in the history of the church.
教会的历史这样的人物太多了。
Another person organizes.
但另外有一个人。
And it is the Lord.
他一组织就是主的手在做事。
What is the key?
那钥匙在哪里？
The key is to be a living sacrifice.
这个钥匙就是活祭。
Then it is not self-expression.
这里不是表达你个人。
Self-aggrandizement.
你自己的才华。
Self-fulfillment.
自己的满足。
It is a ministry of Christ.
我们乃是表达基督。
Well, dear brothers and sisters,
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们,
I think it is amazing that the Apostle Paul in it concludes this. Of course, he, like so many of us writers and preachers, he goes on for another four chapters.
他就像我们很多的讲道人一样，讲了又多讲了三章圣四章圣经。
Here was the beginning of the conclusion.
那么这里开始是他的结束的开始。
I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies a living sacrifice.
弟兄们，我以神的慈悲劝你们将身体献上，当作活祭。
Holy, acceptable unto God.
是圣洁的，是神所喜悦的。
Which is your spiritually intelligent worship and service.
这是你们属灵里头的一个聪明的决定。
Present your body.
把身体献上。
Have you ever presented your body?
你曾经这样做吗？
Are you ready to be a living sacrifice?
你预备好过一个活祭的生活吗？
The other matter that is much on my heart this evening.
今天晚上我还有一个感动。
Is the fact of the cross.
就是这个十字架的事实。
And the challenge.
与他的挑战。
Let me go back again to Galatians chapter 6 and verse 14.
让我再回到加拉太书六章这一句话。
Far be it from me to glory, save in the Lord Jesus the Messiah.
我断不以别的夸口，只夸我们主耶稣基督的十字架。
Through whom the world is crucified to me, and I to the world.
因这十字架，就我而论，世界已经钉在十字架上了；就世界而论，我已经钉在十字架上。
It's a historic fact.
这是一个历史的事实。
When Christ was crucified.
当基督上十字架
I was crucified.
我与他同定十字
架 You were crucified.
你也与他同定
Whether you knew it or not.
你知道也好你不知道也好
Secondly.
第二个点
We heard this morning.
今天早上我们弟兄交通
An old man is crucified.
旧人定十字架
The man of old.
或者老人定十字架
That was a good way to put it, wasn't it? The man of old.
那一个老人定十字架
Crucified.
定他十字架。
Historic fact.
这是历史的事实。
The world is crucified with Christ.
这里告诉我们，世界也定了十字架。
That's why there will be a new heaven and a new earth wherein dwells righteousness.
所以圣经才告诉我们，将来有一天是新天与新地亦居住在其中。
That's why there will be a universe out of which the whole poison of the snake has been drawn.
在那个新天新地里头，这个蛇的毒完全消失了。
No more curse.
没有咒诅,
no more dying,
没有死亡,
no more mourning,
没有眼泪,
no more death,
没有死,
all passed away,
都过去了。
It's a fact,
这是事实。
And we cannot deal with worldliness in our being in any other way.
要靠着我们自己来对付这个世界的世俗化的问题是毫无办法。
What is the challenge of this to us?
那今天对我们的挑战是什么呢?
Well, first of all, Colossians.
加拉太书
Chapter 1. Verse 13.
哥罗西书第一章。十三节。
Who delivered us out of the power or domain of darkness and translated us into the kingdom of his son.
哥罗西书一章十三节，他救了我们脱离黑暗的权势，把我们迁到他爱子的国里。
Here is the first challenge.
这里有一个挑战。
Don't be entangled again with the yoke of bondage.
不要再被那一个捆绑的恶再抓住了。
Don't let Satan seduce you.
不要让撒旦引诱你。
It may seem so good to begin with.
开始总是看起来很好。
So innocuous.
那么吸引人。
But you will come into a bondage.
但是你会进到他的圈套里头。
A terrible bondage.
一个可怕的圈套。
Whether it's in business.
不管是商业。
Whether it's in your work life and professional life.
或者你自己的这个你的工作。
Whether it's in your family.
或者你的家庭。
Whether it's your individual life.
或者你个人的生活。
Whether it's church life.
或者教会的生活。
Or whether it is as those who are serving the Lord.
对那些侍奉主的人
It should be all of us.
我们都包括在这个里头
Don't be entangled again. Listen, listen. At tremendous cost, God delivered you and delivered me out of the authority of darkness.
神为着把我们从黑暗的权势释放出来，他付了最高的代价。
Satan and his host had authority over you.
撒旦与他的众军在你身上本来有权柄。
And over me.
也在我身上有权柄。
We were blind.
因为我们是瞎眼的。
Helpless.
我们无助。
Bound.
我们被绑在那里。
And then through the finished work of the Lord Jesus.
但是经过耶稣基督的完整的救赎。
When he was made my sin and your sin.
他把我们的罪，你的罪，我的罪。
When he bore the punishment of our sin in his own body.
在他的身上来付出这个罪的代价。
When it pleased the Lord to crush him.
父神喜悦把他压伤。
You were miraculously delivered out of the authority of darkness.
你们被神奇神迹一样的从黑暗的权势释放了出来。
You couldn't do it.
你自己做不到。
No church could do it.
也没有教会做得到。
No religious organization could do it.
没有任何宗教的组织做得到。
Only God could do it.
只有神做得到。
But it's more than that. Listen.
比这个还多，注意听。
He not only delivered you, freed you.
他不但释放你。
Broke the fetters.
把那个捆绑打破。
And delivered you from the authority of darkness, but he transferred you into the kingdom of his dear son.
而且把我们转移到爱子的国里。
Here's the first challenge.
这里有一个挑战。
Are you bound?
你是不是仍然在捆绑里？
Are you playing with darkness?
你是不是跟黑暗在玩游戏？
Are you compromising with this world?
你有没有跟这个世界妥协？
Whether in business,
在生意上，
in the making of money,
在赚钱的事情上，
or in your family,
在你的家庭生活上，
or in your relationships,
在你的关系与人的关系上，
in yourself as a person,
你自己个人上，
in the church,
在教会里头，
in the service of God,
在侍奉神的事情上。
You cannot play with darkness, and darkness does not enter you.
你不能与黑暗的权势玩游戏，而不让黑暗的权势进入你的生命。
You cannot play with fire and not be burned.
你不能够玩火而想不被火烧到。
You cannot ride on the tiger and not be eaten.
你想要与老虎玩游戏而不被老虎吃掉。
The first challenge.You have been made free by Christ.
第一个挑战，你已经被基督释放了。
Do not be entangled again in a bondage, a yoke of bondage.
不要再走回头路，又被撒旦捆住。
Why a yoke of bondage?
为什么又要被去捆起来呢？
Because when the yoke is on, you can steer the animal.
因为当这个野兽被这一个鹅套牢的时候，你就可以控制这个动物。
Here is the second challenge.
第二个挑战。
If you've been transferred into the kingdom of God's beloved son,
如果你已经被迁到爱子的国里，
you have a king.
你就有一个王。
You have a lord.
你有一个主。
The challenge is this.
那你的挑战是什么？
Submit to his lordship.
顺服在他的主权里。
Listen to the words in Luke's Gospel chapter 6.
路加福音第六章这样说。
They, simple words. Why call ye me Lord, Lord, and do not the things?Which I say.
为什么你们称我主啊主啊，却不听我所说的话呢？
Good question.
这是一个好的问题。
Why do you call me Lord and you don't do what I say?
你为什么口里称我为主，但是我讲话你从来不听呢？
I will tell you why.
为什么？
You are not a living sacrifice.
因为你没有过活祭的生活。
That is why.
这就是原因。
You cannot get out of that mold.
你永远逃不出来，如果你没有这样做。
It's still there.
因为这个套牢还绑着你。
The Lordship of Jesus.
耶稣的主权。
Many, many times I have used the words of the mother of Jesus to those who've just come to the Lord.
很多的时候我用耶稣母亲说过的一句话来勉励许多新信主的弟兄姐妹。
It was words she spoke at the wedding in Cana.
玛利亚在加纳的婚宴上讲过的一句话。
She said to the servants, "Whatsoever he says, do it."
她那句话是对那个仆人说的，她无论说什么，照着去行。
This is the simple key to the Christian life.
玛利亚的这句话是基督徒的一把钥匙。
The simple key to following the Lord.
跟随基督就是抓住这把钥匙就行了。
Whatsoever he says, do it.
他不论说什么，照着去行。
If he says to you, give up this friendship.
如果主对你说，把这个友情停止。
Give it up.
你就要停止。
The Lord may give it back to you at some point.
可能将来神还给你。
But if he says it,
但是他如果说
do it,
你就照着去做。
If there is some worldliness,
如果在你里头有一些事件
的东西 And he says,
他说
Give it up.
放弃
Give it up.
放弃
I remember a sister who came one day because she was a waitress in a restaurant. She could only come to the morning meeting.
有一个姐妹，她是在一个饭店里面做女服务员，那么所以她只能早上来聚会。
At the Lord's table.
那天我们摆薄饼。
This dear girl who had no background, no Christian background whatsoever.
她没有任何的宗教背景。
As she watched.
她就在那边看我们。
The bread being broken.
我们薄饼了。
And the cup being poured.
杯传了
She saw the Lord.
她看见主
The person doing it disappeared, and she saw the Lord.
那个在播的人，她看不见，她看见的是主
And she was saved.
她那天就得救了
She hardly knew what salvation was.
她根本还不知道福音是怎么回事
But she got saved.
但是那一天她就得救了
Well, she came to see me.
她来看我
And I said to her,
我就对她讲
Now, the key to your Christian life.Is whatsoever the Lord says, do it.
你做基督徒的秘诀乃是，不论他说什么，照着去行。
Do you have any problem with that? I said.
我就问他，你对这句话有难处吗？没有问题，没有问题。
I will do it.
我一定做。
And then she turned to go out from the study.
他就走了。
I said, and suddenly she turned around.
然后他就突然又转头。
And she said, there's one thing.
啊，有一件事。
I'm not taking this off.
我这个
This was lipstick.
哦，他的口红不能去掉。
And I said, "Who spoke about lipstick?"
谁跟你讲口红啊
？Was there anything in the Lord's table where someone spoke about lipstick?
在刚刚薄饼的时候，有哪一个人提到口红的事呢
？No, no, no. She said, "No one said anything."
没有人说。
But I noticed that all those sisters didn't have any powder or rouge on their face and no lipstick on their lips.
但是我那天聚会看每一个人的脸上都没有油漆粉刷。
I don't want to be a dying swan, she said.
啊，我不希望做一个将死的天鹅。
I'm very pale.
我脸色苍白。
I have blonde hair and pale skin.
我的这个肤色很白的。
Look, I said.
我说。
Why are you caught on this matter?
你怎么忽然间想到这个事
Nobody's talked about it.
没有人提啊。
Nobody's told you you must take it all off.
没有人对你说要拿掉口红啊。
You're saved.
你得救了。
You're a child of God.
你是神的儿女。
You can have it.
你可以没有问题。
Now I said, I could see she didn't believe me.
她不相信我的话。
So I said, now then, listen.
听吧。
You make a promise.
你答应我。
To me. What is it, she said.
那你什么
I said, you promise you never take off your makeup.
你答应我，你永远不要把你口红涂的除掉。
All right, she said, that's a deal.
没问题，我们同意。他就走了。
And for I think about 6 to 9 months, she wore the makeup.
所以她口红涂了有半年之久。
Then one day I noticed.
有一天忽然间
，No makeup.
哎，不擦口红了。
So I went straight over.
我就去找她。
I said, what about the deal that we made?
哦，我们不是有一个同意吗
？What do you mean? She said.
她你什么意思啊
？I said we made a deal about makeup. You promised you would never take it off unless the Lord spoke to you.
你不是答应我你不会拿掉，除非主说。
Are you trying to be one with all the others?
你现在是不是要跟大家一起啊
？No, she said.
啊，不啊。
The Lord spoke to me.
因为主说了。
Then I said.
那我就说。
You have done the right thing.
你做对了。
So it is with sport.
体育活动也是如此。
So it is with 1,001 other things.
其他1,001样事情也是如此。
If the Lord speaks to you,
如果主对你说
，Obey him,
听他的。
Trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey.
只有信而顺服，因为除此以外不能得他的喜悦。
Do you understand?
懂吗？
I don't need to say anything more on this
我说的够了
matter. I can tell you that sometimes the Lord gives you back things.
当然主后来有的时候又把你那个事情给你。
He takes them away and gives them back.
他拿回去又给你。
When I was a little boy,
我还小的时候。
I loved scissors.
我喜欢剪刀。
And I was only literally three or four years of age.
我那时候大概两三岁。
My desire in life was to get hold of a pair of scissors.
我那时候就希望得到一把剪刀。
My mother thought I would be a tailor.
所以我妈妈想将来她大概做裁缝。
So many Jews are tailors.
因为犹太人有很多做裁缝的。
I love even shears, big scissors. I love them all.
大剪刀我也很喜欢，我都喜欢。
And my mother spent her time running around saying, "Give me those scissors."
那我妈妈就追着我后面说，剪刀拿来，剪刀拿来。
And I would say, "Never."
不可以。
I hugged them to myself.
我把它抱得紧紧的。
And in the end, mother had to pull them out, and then I would have a tantrum.
我妈妈就把它抢过去，我就气得要死。
And I thought to myself, my mother is a witch.
所以我想我妈妈是个巫婆。
She takes away the things I like.
她把我最喜欢的东西拿走了。
Now, I understand now.
我现在懂了。
I've grown up.
我现在长大了。
I understand now why she had to take those scissors away.
现在我懂她为什么当年把我的心爱的剪刀拿走。
They would have damaged me.
因为那个东西会伤害我。
When the Lord tells you to give something up,
当主对你说把这个东西放弃，
it is because He loves you.
因为他爱你。
Not because He wants to give you a bad time.
他并不是故意整你。
He says, "Give that to me."
主说交给我。
You don't realize it will damage you.
因为你自己不知道这会伤害你。
But some things he will give back.
但是有一天他会还给你。
Here is the challenge.
这里有个挑战。
Obey the king.
顺服这个王。
You've been transferred into the kingdom of God's beloved son.
因为神已经把你迁到他爱子的国里。
Obey him.
顺服他。
Here's the third thing.
第三个点。
Learn that you are a steward, not an owner.
学做管家而不是做主人。
That means you are not your own.
你不再属于你自己。
You are bought with a price.
因为你是被买来的。
Therefore glorify God in your body.
因此要在你身上荣耀神。
Let me read you a few scriptures.
让我们来看几处的圣经。
First of all,In 1 Corinthians chapter 6, I have just quoted it.
林前六章我们刚刚读过。
Verse 19 and 20, O know ye not that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit which is in you, which ye have from God, and ye are not your own, for ye were bought with a price. Glorify God therefore.In your body.
林前六章十九二十节，岂不知你们的身子就是圣灵的殿吗？这圣灵是从神来的，住在你们里头，并且你们不是自己的人，因为你们是重价买来的，所以要在你们的身子上荣耀神。
1 Peter chapter 4 verse 10.
彼得前书第四章第十节。
According As each man hath received a gift, ministering it among yourselves as good stewards of the manifold grace of God.
四章十节，个人要照所得的恩赐彼此服侍，做神百般恩赐的好管家。
Stewards of the manifold grace of God.
做神百般恩赐的好管家。
Acts chapter 2, yes.
然后
Acts chapter 4.
使徒行传第四章。
Acts chapter 4 and verse 32.
三十二节。
And the multitude of them that believed were of one heart and soul, and not one of them said that aught of the things which he possessed was his own, but they had all things common.
那许多信的人都是一心一意的，没有一个人说他的东西有一样是自己的，都是大家公用。
When you're a living sacrifice,
当你是一个活祭,
you're no longer an owner.
你再不做主人了,
you are a steward.
你是一个管家。
There is a vast difference between an owner and a steward.
做管家与做主人是天壤之别。
When you're an owner,
当你是主人,
you are the authority.
你有权柄。
When you are a steward,
当你做管家，
you're under authority.
你是在权柄之下。
Everything you own, you should be not the owner of it, but a steward of it.
你所有拥有的东西，你不要做那些东西的主人，你只是那些东西的管家。
When you're not a living sacrifice, this kind of talk is very hard to hear.
你如果不是过活祭的生活，我这样的讲法对你是听不进去的。
You mean my home? I should share it.
你想我的家要跟人家分享吗？
Yes.
是啊。
At times.
有的时候。
You mean my car?
我的汽车。
I should share it.
我要跟人家分享吗？
Oh, no, not here in America. I notice everywhere cars with one person in them.
美国你看一个车一个人。
You even have HOV lanes.
还有这个
cars with more than two people.
两个人以上你就可以开这个。
And not so many in him, I noticed. I thank God for those HOV lanes.
我很喜欢美国的这一个 Diamond Lane.
Because I'm always in a car with two or three others.
因为平常到美国来，很多弟兄载我，这个车一定是超过两个人以上。
Everything you own.
每一样你拥有的东西
is not what you will.
你不真正拥有的。
Not when you belong to the Lord.
你如果属于主，
you are a steward of it.
那你就做这个的管家。
And you will have to give account of your stewardship.
所以有一天你要交账。
I came to the Lord through an extraordinary man.
有一个我认识主跟有个弟兄有关系。
His name was C.T. Studd.
这个弟兄叫做 C.T. Studd, 斯达德弟兄。
An amazing missionary.
是一个了不得的宣道士。
When he went to have his medical, he went with the Cambridge Seven to China first.
他早年跟有他的同学七个人到中国去。
The doctor said, you can't go.
他的身体不行，医生说不行。
He said, you are a museum of diseases.
而你浑身是病。
But C.T. Studd said, someone with greater authority than you, doctor, has told me to go. And I'm going with the Museum of Diseases.
有一个大医生，他告诉我，我要去。虽然我全身是病，我也要去。
You know, C.T. Studd was a famous cricketer.
这个 Studd 弟兄他是有名的曲棍球明星。
One of the really great cricketers of history.
他是在英国曲棍球历史的一个有名的名人。
And when he came to the Lord,
当他信主的时候
he had a fortune.
他有很多的钱。
Today it would be in millions and millions of dollars.
他如果用今天的钱算起来可以说是几百万。
In one week, he gave it all away.
他一个礼拜里头把他全给奉献。
Every penny of it.
每一分都奉献了。
He had to trust for his fare to China.
他就离开了英国往中国去。
Why did he give it away?
他为什么把他奉献呢？
Because the Lord told him to.
因为主告诉他你要奉献。
And out of that, obedience,
他这样的顺服
thousands upon thousands through the world have come to know the Lord Jesus.
有成千上万的人因他认识主。
And I am one of them.
我就是其中的一个。
C.T. Studd was a strange old man.
他这个弟兄他是一个很稀奇的老人。
Full of weaknesses and faults.
他有很多的软弱。
But he was for me.The illustration of a thorn bush with the fire of God in it.
他的一生就好像摩西看到的那一个火在荆棘里的异象很像。
In him you met the Lord.
你在他的身上你就看见主。
In him you heard the Lord.
你在他的身上就听见主。
Why did the Lord tell him to give up all his fortune?
为什么主当年叫他把所有的财产通通捐掉？
Could he not have used it?
难道不能留下来为主所用吗？
But in the wisdom of God,
但是在神的智慧里，
the Lord knew that if he'd held on to his fortune, it would have destroyed him.
主知道如果他保留他的财富，这个财富要毁掉他。
He could never have been what God wanted him to be if he held on to that fortune.
如果他保留他的财产，他就没有办法成为神要他达到的那一个人。
I knew another person.
我还认识另外一个人，
a titled lady.
这个是一个一个贵族。
She was 20 years of age when she married.
她二十岁的时候结婚的。
She had a title from her own father.
她的这个贵族的头衔是她父亲传给她的。
And she married another military man who also had a title.
那么她跟另外一个贵族是一个军人结婚。
And 3 years after they were married,
结婚之后三年之后，
he died in the flu epidemic.
那么这个丈夫呢，就死于一个疾病。
It's called Spanish flu.
是西班牙
流感。It's what everybody today is now afraid of with bird flu.
就像今天我们很多人害怕禽流感。
Same type of thing.
一类的问题。
And there she was, a child of God.
她是神的儿女。
Without her husband.
做了寡妇。
Who was only a few years older than her.
这个丈夫只有比他长几岁而
已。 An enormous fortune.
但是却是非常的有钱。
But she said to me, I nearly went out of my mind.
她说因着这样的打击我几乎疯了。
And in the end I shut myself away.
我就把自己离群所居。
I was going to give that whole fortune away.
我想把这整个的财富捐了。
But the problem was she didn't know which organization or mission to give it to.
但是她不知道这么大的财富到底捐哪一个机构，哪一个组织，怎么捐法，她都不知道。
And suddenly the Lord said to her,
然后主就有一天忽然间跟她讲，
What are you doing?
你在干嘛？
I want to know, Lord, who you want me to give this money to.
我在等候你告诉我这个钱我应该捐给谁。
And the Lord said, Who said to you that you had to give up that fortune?
主却说谁告诉你要把这个钱捐掉的呢？
But she said, Lord, I thought that's what it meant.
我一直认为是如此啊，主啊。
And the Lord said to her, You are not the owner of that fortune.You are the steward.
这个财富你不过是管家，你又不是主人。
You will do what I say with it.
你只要听我的话就可以了。
The amazing thing about that dear Lady Ogle was that she, through prayer, found a brilliant man to supervise this fortune.
那么她就祷告，神就给她预备了一个能够理财的人。
And over the years, she quadrupled, quintupled that fortune.
那么因为那个人很会理财，他这么大的财富在几年之内翻四倍。
And gave away millions.
他几百万几百万的捐。
Literally, it's very interesting to me, two very different cases.
你看看这两个人刚好相反。
One had to give everything away.
前面那个人要把所有的就捐掉。
The other had to use it.
但后面一个人神说要用他。
But still a steward.
但是站在管家的地位上。
The British and Foreign Bible Society was more or less kept alive by Lady Ogle's giving, and so was the Scripture Gift Mission. These great missions to do with the Word of God.
那英国的圣经公会能够一直存留，是因为这位姐妹的奉献。
Are you an owner?Of what you possess?
那么你所有的你是主人吗？
Or are you a steward?
或者你是一个管家呢？
Then there is yet another challenge.
还有一个挑战。
Get your priorities right.
把你的先后次序搞对了。
Get your priorities right.
先后次序。
Listen to Matthew's Gospel chapter 6 and verse 33.
马太六章三十六节。
Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you.
三十三节，你们要先求他的国和他的义，这些东西都要加给你们。
What are all these things?
那么这些东西是什么
clothing, food, and a thousand one other things.
穿什么吃什么这一千样事情
These are the things he says in the previous verse that the Gentiles bother about all the time.
主耶稣在这几节之前说你们求这些事这些事是外邦人求的
I will put it this way. These are the things which the world bothers about. That's what the world thinks about. What shall we eat? How shall we eat? Well, of course, it's a good word for the Chinese. And then...What shall we dress? How shall we dress? A very good word for the French and Italians.
对中国人来讲，吃什么这是我们的大问题。对法国人来讲，穿什么是我们的大问题。
The Lord said, "Get your priorities right."
主在这里告诉我们要把我们的重点先后次序搞清楚。
Seek ye first the kingdom of God.
先求他的国。
And His righteousness.
与他的义。
And I will take care of all the other things.
其他一切我都会管。
I've never found the Lord mean.
我们的主一点都不残忍。
I've never found him to be, what is the word? Not liberal, but well mean.
我们的主不是一个忍心的人。
You know, stingy, thank you.
不是一个小气的人。
Stingy, that's the exact word I want.Is that the same in American English? Yes.
我们的神不小气。
I've never found the Lord stingy in all my life.
我一生都经历这个事实。
The Lord is so generous.
我们的神慷慨。
He loves to give.
他愿意给我们。
Once you've got your priorities right.
但是你要把先后次序搞清楚。
But when your priorities are wrong.
你搞错了。
You will find everything very difficult.
你就会发现你事事都难。
Get your priorities right. Listen to the second shortest verse in the Bible.
注意听最短的第二节圣经。
Remember Lot's wife.
要记住罗德的妻子。
It comes in an amazing chapter about the coming of the Lord Jesus, the second coming.
因为这句话是讲到耶稣再来的那一个上下文里头。
And in the midst of this chapter, suddenly like a bullet comes this word, Remember Lot's wife.
忽然间圣灵说，记住罗德的妻子。
Why remember Lot's wife?
罗德的妻子有什么好记
住 She was turned to a pillar of salt.
因为她变成盐柱。
What's that got to do with the coming of the Lord?
那么盐柱跟耶稣来有
什么关系 She never got her priorities right.
因为这个女人没有把她的次序搞对。
She had a wonderful home.
她有一个漂亮的家。
In the midst of an unbelievably evil community.
而这个家偏偏在一个非常邪恶的城市里头。
She and her husband were famous for their hospitality.
他们在那个地方是有名的好人。
Somewhere along the line, the Holy Spirit must have wrestled with Lot's wife. Get your priorities clear.
在那些年间，圣灵一定老是提醒罗德的妻子把你的次序弄对了。
But she somehow or other didn't rise to it.
但是她还是搞不清楚。
When the judgment of God fell upon Sodom and Gomorrah,
当审判临到索多玛格罗格摩摩拉
the angels had to carry her out.
天使要来把她架出去。
And then all the way up, she kept on looking back.
到那里她还回头看一看。
And she was turned into a pillar of salt.
她就变成一根盐柱。
The church is filled with such pillars of salt.
今天教会里面很多这种盐柱
People who have never got their priorities clear.
因为他们没有把次序搞对
They're looking back.
老是回头看
Somehow looking for the things of the past.
过去怎么怎么怎么
Then you become a monument.
那你就变成了一个纪念碑
A gravestone.
变成了墓碑。
Here lies the body of Lance Lambert, born so and so, died so and so.
某某人死在这里，生在哪一年，死在哪一年。
There are many of Lot's wives in the church.
今天在教会里面很多罗德的妻子啊。
Here is the challenge.
这是挑战。
Get your priorities right.
把你的先后次序搞对。
Here is a fifth challenge.
第五个挑战。
Understand the will of the Lord.
明白神的旨意。
Ephesians 5.
以弗所书第五章
and verse 17 I think it is
在这个十五节 15
wherefore be ye not foolish but understand what the will of the Lord is
不要做糊涂人十七节要明白主的旨意如何
it's right it begins with lookVerse 15, look therefore carefully how ye walk, not as unwise, but as wise, redeeming the time because the days are evil.
十五节，你们要谨慎行事，不要像愚昧人，当像智慧人，要爱惜光阴，因为现今的时代邪恶。
Well, the days are evil.
因为现今的时代邪恶。
Increasingly evil.
而且越来越坏。
And they will become more and more evil till the Antichrist appears.
一直到敌基督显现。
We therefore...should not walk unwisely.
我们不能行事为人像愚昧人
but wisely.
要像聪明人
redeeming the time.
抓住每一个机会
buying up the opportunity.
抓住每一个机会
we should not be foolish.
不要做愚昧人
but understand what the will of the Lord is.
要明白什么是神的旨意
a living sacrifice that ye may proveWhat is the good, acceptable, well-pleasing, and perfect will of God?
要明白神的旨意，你必须过一个活祭的生活。过活祭的生活，你才能够知道什么是神善良、纯全、可喜悦的旨意。
When you're not a living sacrifice,
但是如果你不是活祭
you are always fearful of the will of God.
你就害怕神的旨意。
When you're not under the lordship of Jesus,
你如果不让主做主
when you're an owner and not a steward,
你自己做主不是做管家
when your priorities are wrong,
你的次序搞不清楚
you're always fearful of the will of God,
你就害怕神的旨意
as if the Lord's going to damage you,
好像神要损伤你
as if the Lord is going to rob you of joy and life and peace,
神好像把你的平安喜乐都夺掉
that if you do the will of the Lord, you have to be miserable,
你如果行神的旨意，你就会觉得很糟糕。
So stupid.
真是愚昧。
Do you know your heavenly father is a father?
你要知道天父是你的父。
He doesn't want to put you into situations that make you miserable simply for the sake of misery.
神从来不要，父神从来不要把我们放在一个这个可怕的环境里面就让你觉得痛苦这是他就高兴
He loves you
他爱你啊
And when he reveals his will
当他把他的旨意向你表明
you will always discover in the end it's good acceptable and perfect
当他把他的旨意向你表明最后你要发现他的旨意的的确确是善良、纯全、可喜悦。
I am old now.
我现在已经年长了。
And waiting for a new body.
我在等候一个新的身体。
But I think to myself, I'm old, and I know many very unhappy Christians.
我这一把年纪我知道有很多跟我一样的年龄但是却是对自己非常的不满意
and they are without exception believers who do their own will
没有例外当我们在这个年龄还是这样的不快乐的时候因为我们没有照着神的旨意去活
and I know many Christians filled with joy filled with life and even filled with laughter
但是我也看见 在我这个年龄有一许多的基督徒非常的喜乐有效在他的生活中
and they are all the believers who have done the will of God
这一类的基督徒因为他们是照着神的旨意来生活
listen to 1 John
你注意约翰一书这么说
1 John and chapter 2
第二章
andYou remember we've quoted this so many times.
我们讲了好几次了。
Verse 15, love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him.
不要爱世界和世界上的事。人若爱世界，爱父的心就不在他里面了。
For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh and the lust of the eyes and the vainglory of life is not of the Father, but is of the world.
因为凡世界上的事就像肉体的情欲眼目的情欲今生的骄傲都不是从父来的乃是从世界来的
And the world passes away and the lust thereof but he that doeth the will of God abides forever
这世界和其上的情欲都要过去唯独遵行神旨意的是永远长存
What a wonderful promise.
这是何等奇妙的应许。
He that does the will of God abides, remains forever.
唯独遵行神旨意的是永远长存。
What the Lord does in him is eternal.
因为神在他身上所做的是永远的。
What the Lord does through him is eternal.
借着他做出去的也是永远的。
Why?
为什么?
Because he does the will of God.
因为他照着神的旨意去做。
It is as simple as that. That leads me to yet another challenge.
下面还有一个挑战。
The contribution you and I make to the people of God.
我们对神的儿女所做的贡献。
What do I mean?
我这句话什么意思?
Look at 1 Corinthians.
林前。
Chapter 3.
第三章
and verse 9
第九节
we are God's fellow workers
我们是神的同工
ye are God's husbandry
我们是神耕种的田地所造的房屋
If any man builds on, verse 11 for other foundation can no man lay than that which is laid which is Jesus Christ
十一节，因为那已经立好的根基就是耶稣基督。
But if any man builds on the foundation, gold, silver, costly stones, wood, hay, stubble, each man's work shall be made manifest, for the day shall declare it, because it is revealed in fire, and the fire itself shall prove each man's work of what sort it is.
十二节若有人用金银宝石草木和谐在这根基上建造个人的工程必然显露因为那日子要将它表明出来有火发现这火要试验个人的工程怎样
If any man's work shall abide which he built thereon he shall receive a reward If any man's work shall be burned he shall suffer loss but he himself shall be saved yet so as through fire
人在那根基上所建造的工程若存得住他就要得赏赐人的工程若被烧了他就要受亏损自己却要得救虽然得救好像从火里经过的一样
We are God's co-workers
我们与神同工
You can be a co-worker of God or a worker for God
你可以与神同工或者为一个工为神做工的工人
There are two kinds of work
这是两码子事
Work for the LordAnd the work of the Lord.
你为神做工还是与神同工
When you're not a living sacrifice,
如果你不是活祭
it's work for the Lord.
那你就是为神做工
We are a worker for God.
我们是一个为神做工的人
You know the kind of thing? I have a ministry.
我有我的工作
I have a work.
我有我的事业
This is my service.
这是我的事业
Get behind me, Lord.
主你靠边站
Stand behind me.
站在我后头
Support me.
支持我
Provide for me.
供应我
Bless me.
祝福我
It's my work.
这是我的工作
And I want you to use it.
你来使用它
That's probably putting it a little harshly.
我大概稍微夸张了一点。
When you are a co-worker with God,
但是如果你与神同工
，It is the Lord who calls the shots.
那他是主动的。
You're under government.
你在他的管理之下。
You do not do what he does not command.
他没有命令，你不能做。
It is his work.
他的工作。
And therefore he provides.
所以他供应。
When God calls,
他呼召。
He always provides.
他一定供应。
In every way.
在每一方面。
He will provide money.
他给你钱。
On the most mundane level.
让你毫无缺乏。
He will provide anointing.
他也提供
恩膏。On the highest level.
你最大的高模拟。
When God is the worker,
当神是做工的人
，When it is His work，
是他的工作
；When you are a co-worker together with God，
你与他配搭
；And under His command，
在他的命令之下
；And it is His work，
他的工作
，Anything can happen，
那什么事都可能。
You can produce. There are two kinds of material，
有两种材料
，Gold。Silver, precious stone.
金银宝石
Wood, hay, stubble.
草木和鞋
And everything is tried by fire.
然后通通要经过火
What is going to come through?
那么烧了以后剩下什么
Not wood, hay and stubble.
草木和鞋没有了
I've used this illustration before, and I must watch now because we're going over time. I remember a number of times going to Imelda Marcus's Coconut Palace in Manila.
我记得我曾经去马尼拉那个马可斯总统的这个椰树皇宫。
It was there, it was the government's, special visitors, guest house.
那个是专门拿来招待总统的客人。
I was amazed by it.
我真是很稀奇那个房子。
Everything in it was made out of coconut palm.
在那个房子里面，每一样东西都是用那个椰子做的。
The wood on the floors.
地板。
The wood of the banisters.
这个扶手。
The carpets,
地毯
the curtains,
窗帘
the lamps,
灯
I mean, not only the actual lamp, but the lampshade,
甚至那个灯罩
I could never believe that you could use coconut for so many things.
我很难想象这个椰子可以做出这么多东西来
I mean, it amazed me.
我很吃惊
I walked around in a daze the first time. I could not believe it, and I kept on saying, this can't be coconut.
我走在那里根本不相信这个东西真的是
But it was coconut.
是啊真的
Very beautiful.
很好看
But very flammable.
但是很容易烧
Many a worker in God's work is building a beautiful building that is flammable.
今天很多主的工人他一生所经营建造的是一下就烧掉了
Ingenious art.
做得真聪明
Brilliant craftsmanship
那个工艺之巧
But wood, hay and stubble
但是材料是草木和鞋
If what is in you is wood, hay and stubble What else can you minister?
如果你的生命里面充满的都是草木和鞋你做出来的工是什么工呢
To use gold, silver, and precious stone in the building, it has to be in you.
你如果要做金银宝石的工，金银宝石必须先在你的里面。
Wood, hay, and stubble is worldly.
草木和谐的东西就是所谓的世俗化的东西。
Gold, silver, and precious stone is heavenly.
而金银宝石所代表的是属天的东西。
That is as far as heaven is concerned.
因为圣经讲到天上的事物就用这些来代表。
Well, dear folks, These are the challenges.
这些我今天晚上讲的都是我们的挑战。
Only a worker who is a living sacrifice.
除非一个工人来过一个活祭的生活。
Can build on the foundation of the Lord Jesus.
能够把他的工作建在基督的磐石上。
With gold,
用
silver,
银
and precious stone.
与宝石。
That which is eternal.
那个存到永远。
That which at the end will be found.
到了将来你能够真正找到的。
The gold and the precious stone in the bride.
因为你能够在那个新妇的里头找到这些材料。
The silver, the means of coming there.
那这个银是指着来到主面前的那条路。
What a challenge.
何等的挑战。
What a challenge.
这是何等的挑战。
We have so little time left to us.
我们时间很短了。
You know, when I was young,
当我年轻的时候
which is quite a few years ago,
没有多少年前
when I was young, my birthdays seemed to me to be a millennium from each other.
我小的时候要过一个生日好像度一千年才过得到。
I used to bother my mother again and again, when's my next birthday?
我老问我妈妈，生日什么时候到？
You've just had one.
啊，你刚刚才过。
Well, I got waited.
我等不了了。
I couldn't believe that whoever was up there could make it so long till the next birthday.
我简直那个时候没有办法想象为什么我的生日要拖得那么的长。
Now my birthday is...
现在
I can't keep abreast. I have to ask the boys, what age am I now?
好像一眨眼就过去了。我要问我的助手，我今年几岁了？太快了，太快了。
I sometimes think, is the world getting faster?
我好像觉得地球转得快了很多。
Or is it just me?
或者还是我嘞？
But I'll tell you one thing.
但我跟你讲。
The nearer we get to the coming of the Lord, the faster everything will go.
主回来的日子越近，每一件事情就加速。
You have very little time.
我们剩下很少的时间。
Don't listen to the powers of darkness.
不要听黑暗的话。
When they whisper to you,
他对你说
You're young.
你还年轻。
Enjoy yourself.
及时行乐
，Enjoy the world，
享受世界。
It's there for you，
这是为着你的。
It won't do you any harm，
不会伤你。
You're young，
你轻年轻啊。
When you're a little older，
你老一点的。
You can become more separate from the world，
那你再分别为圣可以的。
Then you get married，
你结婚以后。
And then you have children，
那你有了孩子。
Then the enemy comes，
那仇敌来了。
Don't settle these things. You're too busy with your family.
家事够你忙的了，不要想别的事。
You've got too much to do.
家里的事情已经够你
够了。Bother with your relationships.
跟
Bother with your family life.
家庭生活、丈夫关系、儿女关系弄好就好了。
Then when you get to middle age,
那你到了中年
you begin to spread out.
那你就中广了。
Then the enemy comes and says.Take it easy.
放松放松。
Dad, you're middle aged.
你中年人。
That's for young people, all that fire and fervor.
那个是年轻人。
That's young people's job, business.
那是他们的事。
You're middle aged.
你中年了。
Take a little rest.
休息休息。
Don't be so 100%. It's not necessary.
你不要那么认真，百分之百奉献。
You're middle aged.
不需要。
Wait till you retire.
等你退休再说。
Then you will have time.
你就有很多时间。
Then you can sit down.
你就可以坐下来。
Then you can sort things out.
你可以理清每一件事。
Then when you get old.
但是当你老了呢？
What? You lose your hair, your teeth, your eyes.
发苍苍，齿牙动摇。
Then the enemy comes and says.
魔鬼又对你说话。
You don't think the Lord wants you.
你想神还要你吗？
You're just ready to totter into the grave.
你马在下一步是进棺材了。
You can't do anything.
你什么也不能做了。
You've left it too long.
你延迟太久了。
You should have settled it when you were young.
你年轻的时候老早应该这样做的。
How clever is the power of darkness?
想想看，黑暗的权势多聪明。
If today you hear the Lord's voice, do not harden your heart.
如果你今天听见主的声音，不要硬着心。
This world will destroy you.
这个世界要毁掉你。
May God challenge you.
愿神向我们每一个人挑战。
Shall we pray?
我们祷告。
Beloved Lord,
亲爱的主，
we ask you, do not let us escape.
求你让我们没有一个逃得掉。
We prayed this at the beginning.
我们在开始的这样祷告。
Do not let us escape.
不要让我们放掉一个人。
Corner us, Lord.
主啊，把我们圈在你的圈里。
Have mercy upon us.
求你向我们施怜悯。
Save us from the lies of Satan.
把我们从罪恶的谎言中释放出来。
From his seductive power.
从撒旦的引诱中释放出来。
Lord, help us to deliberately, coldly in one sense, present our bodies a living sacrifice.
让我们每一个人冷静的、聪明的在灵里面把自己献给你。
And Lord, we know you.We'll do the rest.
我们就相信其他的责任你就要为我们挑起来。
We ask this in the name of our Lord Jesus.
奉主的名祈求。
Amen.
Amen.